And once again, this is the Cyber Shaman Show with Ricardo Saldia coming to you from Vancouver, Washington, the wonderful Pacific Northwest. And I'd like to say a happy Shabbat Shalom for all of you today. It's a wonderful day out here, and it's just a wonderful day anyways, just to be alive. And today is a really good show. I just came back from the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo here in Portland, and it was great to see a lot of like-minded people asking questions, diving into areas that are full of light and hope and truth. And I would definitely recommend any of you who ever come across the opportunity to attend a Body, Mind, Spirit Expo to do so. It is probably one of the places where you can really see a broad spectrum of the movement of the future, of natural medicine, of healing modalities, and a good way to find like-minded people. So keep an eye open, or you can look at their website and see what schedule they have and where they're going to be located. One of the things that really spoke to me today, I was there working at a quantum biofeedback booth using the EPFX Skio technology, and out of the number of clients that I saw today, there was a common thread just speaking out. And I'm always saying that you get the clients that you need, and just like you get attracted to practitioners that you need, and there's something to learn on both sides of the table here. And what I've learned from my experience today is how important it is to deal with our emotions. And this wonderful time that we're living in that's asking us to really address some of the lingering issues that have been going on in our lives. I think that more than ever before, we are being asked to really shore up a lot of the baggage that has been traveling through generation in our bloodline. And I believe individuals are being called today to really cleanse their bloodline. And what I mean by that is that, you know, there are people who have illnesses or have problems that they can't really put a finger on as to why it is that they have them. It's like, you know, young children and babies with cancer. You know, it's like, what do they do? You know, how do they, you know, not eat the right thing? How do they live in the wrong place, you know, to get that? And, you know, we can't say with, you know, well, at least I can't say why that is the case, why, you know, young children get sick and or young children die and innocent people pass away. But there is something being played out, and I think that we are all being asked to really take a look at what we're carrying in our lives. What are the issues that are just always just lingering in the back of our minds? And I really believe that this world is asking us to step up, to really coalesce a lot of what we've been going through. Many people feel that, you know, if you are experiencing a negative attribute, that you have done something to receive that. And I'm not going to say that that's the case. I believe that sometimes we play out certain roles for ourselves so that we can learn and see, and sometimes we play out roles and issues for those around us to also see and experience and learn from. So God works in wonderful, mysterious ways, and it's just wonderful to see people making the attempt to learn how it is that they can bring this to fulfillment, how they can bring closure to some of these lingering issues. I have a question today for those of you listening, and I would be really excited and ecstatic to have you, any of you, give me a call to answer this question. The question is, do you want to know how your body, mind, and spirit relate to each other, specifically to you? Do you really want to know how it is specifically that your body, mind, and spirit create the opportunities and also create the challenges that you are experiencing? You know, we know that the body, mind, and spirit are connected, but specifically to you, since we're all individuals, how is it playing out in your life? You know, we have a culture that is, you know, focused on Western medicine, and yet they only care about one part of the whole equation. Now we have the ability to get a deeper understanding as to why we are playing out the issues that we're playing out. And the technology that helps us do that is this quantum biofeedback technology, this bioresonance biofeedback technology. And I really would like to emphasize that if you are curious, or if you are bewildered as to how and why things are playing out in your life, this is an excellent tool to understand how that is happening. And it's specific to you. Your body's electric, and we know what organs you have. We know what makes up a human body. So we, those of us who understand quantum biofeedback and who use this technology, understand that if we are able to decipher these electrical impulses, we can understand the specific roles certain systems and certain organs and certain parts of us about how they're playing out in our lives, in our relationships. So do you know how your body, mind, and spirit are relating to you? Do you know how they're trying to get your attention? Do you know which one of these is the pivotal point from which you can launch into the new you? You know, Western medicine is just not looking at the full picture. And natural medicine, and those of us who are working with quantum biofeedback, are using this technology so that we can understand which is the precursor, what is the bottom line as to what part of you is causing the most havoc, or what is needing the most attention so that you can cause greater and better positive results in your life. We are mainly guided by our emotions. Our emotions direct and guide the physiology and the chemistry in our bodies. And so understanding how our emotions are playing out specifically can give us a better handle as to how to improve our health overall. You know, I'm interested in wanting to know what is the quickest, what is the easiest, what is the most cost-effective way to improve my overall well-being. And instead of going from practitioner to practitioner and spending all this time and money going to all these dozens of places to find out how they're all doing, you can get in one stop at one place information about how all of these are doing, your body, mind, spirit, using the quantum biofeedback technology. So what I saw being played out today is that the emotional part of us is really a really central and important part of ourselves that we need to spend more attention on. And a couple of the books that have really helped me understand the significance of the body-mind-spirit connection, as well as the importance of the emotional component in ourselves, is a book by Donna Eden called Energy Medicine, and a documentary that I have seen recently that was very helpful was The Immortal Brain. Now, the doctor's name is slipping my mind, but he was also presented at the documentary What the Bleep and in The Secret. The Immortal Brain helps us understand how it is that our emotions are controlling the secretions, are controlling the synapses in our brain with the neurotransmitters. And it really puts into perspective the building blocks and the systematic progression of the building blocks of our being. So one way that I've understood recently how this trinity of ourselves works together is that our emotions guide our body and our spirit. If we learn how to guide our emotions, we can use it to our advantage. Esther Hicks calls it our emotional guidance system. And I think it's appropriately named that because we can help ourselves, if we are aware enough, we can help ourselves move out of a thought pattern into a new one. And what works best is small incremental change. So feeling just a little bit better, and then a little bit better, and then a little bit better after that. And sooner than later, you're going to feel pretty good. And then you can feel a little better from there, and feel a little better yet, and come to a better sense of feeling good, and continue that pattern over and over until all of a sudden you're feeling so good that, wow, life is pretty wonderful. And then our body houses our mind and our spirit. And then last of all, but not least, spirit, this gift from the Creator, gives life to our mind and body. So it's very important that we spend time understanding our emotional health, but it's also important that we take in consideration the other aspects as well, that we don't just do one over the other, that we don't just spend more time with one than the other, that we really begin to have a cohesive and disciplined way to address these aspects of ourselves individually as well as holistically. But it's super important, I think, for us to understand how our emotions work out. And once again, to help us understand that, the Vipassana meditation technique helps us, and by the way, Vipassana meditation was the technique that was taught by Buddha himself. This is what he taught. It wasn't a religion. It was a technique of how to bring closer awareness to yourself, to the insides of your body, to your feelings. And I really like the way they describe and help to understand how to deal with positive feelings and those that we don't like so much. And starting with the ones that we don't like so much, we can let them go. We don't have to hold on to those emotions. And I know that's easier said than done. I know that personally. But it can be done. And it can be done very easily. Very cost effective, very simple, can do it anywhere. It's just letting go. Bad feelings will come and go. And the more you try to push them away from you, the more you'll attract them, because that's the law of attraction. And the more you resist, the more it comes to you. And if you stop pushing and just let it go, they'll leave. And that's actually the same way to address positive feelings. You want to accept positive feelings, yes, of course. And embrace them, sure. And really live them out to the fullest, of course. But you don't have to hoard them. You don't have to be gripping them and manipulating them so that these good times or these good feelings stay forever. Because those are fleeting as well. So, to sum it all up, positive and not so positive feelings come and go. And the more you understand and the more you let go of your resistance and the more you let go of your hoarding of, the more you'll find this peace that will transcend whatever happens. And you may know people who it appears that doesn't matter what they're going through, that they're okay with it. That it doesn't bother them. That it doesn't knock them off center. And they may or may not be using this technique, because this technique doesn't have a copyright on, you know, your experience of balance and wholeness. But if you learn how to use this technique a bit more in your life, you will find that you will be able to transcend the stress of negativity and the stress of positivity. And I say stress of positivity because your mind and body and emotions are sensitive to energetic stimuli. And you get stimulated sensory-wise, whether you have an ecstatic peak experience or whether you are down in the dumps. And both of them can be stressful. Both feelings of winning the lottery and losing the lottery are stressful. And there are plenty of documented cases of people winning the lottery who have pretty much lost their well-being, if not physically, mentally, and spiritually. So money's not the answer. The answer is understanding the energetic flow that comes to you in life. And putting the responsibility on yourself to be the filter that does something with this raw energy coming to you. And also by doing this, you're also relieving yourself of the negativity and the resistance towards things that you don't want. Because the less you feel resistance towards negativity, the more positivity is going to flow into your life. And the more you let the positivity flow in your life and just flow through you, you'll just attract more of that because, well, you do want to set your intention to attract more health, wealth, and blessings into your life, I would say. So understand that stress comes in many different ways. In fact, even doctors will say that stress is the number one killer. So it's important to address stress at its root. And to attempt to, as best as possible, to stay away from giving stress a title or giving stress a diagnosis or giving stress a pet name, so to speak, because then we're just focusing on something other than the root. So stress is something that we will, in my opinion, not be able to completely ever do away with, but it is something that can help us build strength if we know how to use it, if we know how to mitigate it, if we know how to transmute it, if we know how to release it. Then we're able to use this growing amount of energy that is, which is among us right now on this planet, to really help us fuel us forward. So, as we sometimes do here on the Cyber Shaman Show, we are going to be doing a long-distance session, or as we call it, a subspace session on planet Earth. And this is, for those of you who are new, this is using the EPFX GEO technology. And this is using radionic as well as biofeedback technology, otherwise known as quantum biofeedback, because it's able to help us really get a better idea of the factors and the issues playing out in our world. So, as I've said before, yes, we'll be putting the planet Earth on the program here, but anything that you hear that resonates with you, you can take that as part of your learning experience. You can take a little bit of that personally if it resonates with you. If some of the issues that we're going to be talking about resonate, spend time diving into that a little bit deeper. So this is a wonderful time for us to just start on this. And one of the issues that is going on the planet right now is that we have some infection and some parasites. And we are going to be balancing this through the biofeedback technology. And we're going to be balancing this to help us build a better, more efficient way of understanding ourselves and understanding the planet around us. So we're going to send that frequency now to that to try to balance the Earth's issues with those that I've just mentioned. So we are currently doing this right now at this moment. And I would encourage you to spend some time in reflection, in peace and quiet, so that you can tap in to this energy of positive influence that is going on right now. So time is really flying. And if there's any of you who would like to call in, I'd be happy to talk to you more about how this technology can be used by you and how this technology can help you understand what is going on. And just just want you to know that my presence here is just to be a voice, one of many, who are encouraging you to spend more attention and time in awareness of yourself and of your purpose here on this planet. So while we're still sending these frequencies of positive emotional growth and ascension stimulation and higher purpose alignment, I would like for you to take a look at a technology, an audio technology that I've recently been re-exposed to. It's been around for a little while, but they've recently expanded their library. And I'm talking about Holosync and Hemisync technology. And this is technology that's audio. It's sounds and vibrations and frequencies that balance your hemispheres in your brain separately and individually, and can help you get into the different states of beta, theta, delta, alpha waves that help us rebuild and regrow and help us connect to our source, to help us connect to the energy around us. So if you haven't already heard of this technology, I recommend you to do a Google search and find information and find their audio material on Hemisync and Holosync. So we are just about out of time now, so I will, as always, continue my sessions here on planet Earth, and just so you know, I will be putting out frequencies of positive reinforcement, and just know that Cyber Shaman is here just to support, just as one of many, to be here for those of you who are also making that journey. So once again, I'd like to say to you, God bless, be well, and be yourself.